A saint I would like to tell you about is Saint Benedict Joseph Labre. He was born in the middle of the 1700s in France. He was the eldest child in a family of 15, and his greatest desire was to be a priest. He had an uncle who was a priest who was helping him out in this endeavor. His parents at first were against it. They thought he was too young. He tried to go into seminary at 16 years old. Finally, at 18 years old, he joined his first religious community, and he wasn't there very long, and they asked him to leave. It was a great shock for him, and it was very depressing for him. After some time, he went to another religious community. They also asked him to leave, and he went to another one after that, and they also asked him to leave. And so what he decided to do is to wander throughout Europe, going from shrine to shrine. He would sleep in whatever place where he would be out of the way and not bother people. People would see him. You couldn't help but notice somebody who is walking the streets, and kids would tease him. They would throw rocks at him. And, you know, Benedict absorbed all of this in a sacrificial way in order to make reparation for the rejection that Jesus felt. And he began to identify at a mystical level with that rejection that was experienced by our Lord. He knew that he was different than everybody else and that he was largely rejected by society. And so he didn't whine, cry about it. He didn't put himself into a place of depression over it, but grabbed onto Christ, the mystical Christ, and identified with the divine being who came to the earth he created and was rejected by his creatures. His spirituality of identifying with the rejection of Christ was so great that even the fleas that were on his body, he would not pick off. He would allow the vermin to feed off of him, to irritate his flesh, as a way to come closer to that identification with the totally rejected Christ, the Christ whose life was evicted and extinguished by those creatures he made. He wandered from shrine to shrine throughout Europe and eventually settled upon Rome. He lived as a beggar. He begged for his food, and whatever he was given, he would have a portion of it and give the rest to the other poor. When he would be present in a church, people would see him lost in prayer. He had a profoundly rich spiritual life, and he had cultivated a great devotion to Our Lady and a great devotion to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. In fact, he was called the man of the 40 hours devotion when he was in Italy. To go from where he rested each night to a particular shrine that he was fond of within Rome, he would cut through Piazza Navona, one of the most famous squares in Rome. There was a bully, an individual that would see him every day and would go out of his way to beat the pulp out of him as he did so. And yet, Saint Benedict Joseph continued that journey every day and didn't allow that beating he would get to deter him from his way. Now, why would he do that? Well, on the one hand, it was another way to identify with the rejection of Christ. But in his heart, he sensed that God was going to communicate to this bully the senselessness of his action. And in fact, that is what happened. His patient reception of that injustice ended up converting the man's heart. Saint Benedict Joseph Labre died at the age of 35. He died in Rome. He died at the church of Santa Maria ai Monte, which is not far from the Colosseum, where he slept many nights. He died with a profound reputation of holiness. He was a great friend to the other street people. On many occasions, he had caused food to multiply in their presence. He would pull out a bowl of peas. All of a sudden, that bowl of peas, there would be enough to put in the bowl of every beggar that came. This was a nobody who lived on the streets of Rome. Numerous cardinals attended his funeral, and Almost 150 miracles were recorded in the 3 months following his death that occurred at his tomb. And his tomb is a thing of glory. It's inside Santa Maria ai Monte Church. To me, it is absolutely, easily, the most beautiful tomb of anyone in Rome. It is carved out of marble, of solid marble. The intricacies of the body of Saint Benedict Joseph Lau, who you can see his body emaciated and wasted, wasted away through his walking, but through malnutrition, lying on pillows, and just creates a beautiful sight of the glory and the richness that was in his interior life, the devotion, friendship, and love of God that carried him and was always aglow within him as he wandered around and lived day to day. So let us invoke Saint Benedict Joseph Lau. Let us look to him as our friend and intercessor. Saint Benedict Joseph Lau, pray for us.